This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Welcome to the show. It's the relaunch of the show. We had our pregame segment, and now it's time for the actual start of the show. Fordham Resources, by the way, is the sponsor of this show. They're publicly traded, meaning you can buy their stock. That's a good thing if you believe in their story. If you believe in a company that's a diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. If you believe in a company led by a chairman and CEO who's a legendary oil man by the name of Mark Bruner, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent a share stock to $200 per share and created $15 billion in shareholder profits along the way. One of the great success stories in the history of Wall Street. If you believe in a company that has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources and owns a gold mining property, it's 180 square miles called the City of Gold, go check them out. FordhamResources.com. F-O-R-T-M, FordhamResources.com. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Make your own informed decision. But if you like what you see, you can make money when they do well and when they make money, when they produce oil and natural resources and gas, guess what? You make money. So ticker symbol FTMR, check them out. I was talking about Joe Biden a minute ago. I said Trump wants him. I'm convinced Trump wants him. And Biden keeps giving him ammo. I don't believe Biden's going to last more than a few months through the Democratic primaries. Anybody who thinks Biden is the right candidate for the Democrats is kidding themselves. Joe Biden claims the U.S. has an obligation to give illegal aliens free health care. Folks, I don't have free health care. My kids don't have free health care. Your kids don't have free health care. Why should illegal aliens get free health care? I mean, I love the fact that Joe Biden said that because I think that makes him a horrible candidate. He's done. He's finished. Stick a fork in him. And here's the second thing Joe Biden said. He said Trump's god-awful tax cut has not helped anybody who's real. He's a liar. Biden said the god-awful tax cut has not helped anybody who's real, anybody out there breaking their neck trying to figure out how to make the next meal. So he's done this again and again. Trump's tax cut, he says there's $2 trillion tax cut last year, he says to the audience. Did you feel it? Did you get anything from it? Of course not. Of course not. All of it went to folks at the top and corporations. And the statement was so false, it earned a lecture and a 4 Pinocchio rating, meaning your nose is getting longer, almost to the max. 5 stars is the highest Pinocchio rating you can get from the Washington Post fact checker. He called Biden's claim simply wrong. Simply wrong. According to the Tax Policy Center, 82% of income earners in the $50,000 to $75,000 range got a tax cut of nearly $1,000. And by the way, they mean $1,000. Year. And this came in Trump's second year. But this is now the third year. So that means you're going to get $1,000 again. So that means the average wage earner making $50,000 to $75,000, 82% of them got $2,000 off their taxes. Now, by the way, I'm the guy who writes commentary saying that whether you like it or not, whether it's true or not, Mr. Trump, you got to cut taxes for individuals because most people don't think they got a big tax cut. And that's either because they didn't get a big tax cut, they got a little tax cut, or it's because they got a good tax cut and the media's lied to them and convinced them. So it doesn't matter if you agree or not, you do have a problem here, a communications problem, and you've got to give a promise that you've cut the taxes off the corporations, now cut the people's tax. If you do that, you win by a landslide. That ends the Democrats' argument. That's it. They're done. They're finished. They're dead on arrival. Democrats have committed suicide. That's all he's got to do. But having said that, Joe Biden is wrong. I never said Trump didn't give any tax cut. Everybody got a tax cut. Almost everyone. But at wasn't big. The average person got 1,000. Some people got 2,000. Well, guess what? Over 2 years, that's $2,000 or $4,000. You mean you don't want an extra 2,000? You don't want an extra 4,000? Now, here's what's funny about this. Biden was the vice president to Obama, who did nothing but raise everyone's taxes. And Joe Biden says that the first thing he's going to do, here's a quote from Biden. Guess what? The first thing I'm going to do is repeal this Trump tax cut. Oh, not a joke, he said in South Carolina on Saturday. He says he's going to repeal it. So it's crumbs, as Nancy Pelosi put it, if you make $50,000 a year and they gave you $1,000 a year off your taxes. So over 2 years, that's $2,000 back for a person who makes $50,000 a year. And she calls that crumbs, and Biden says it's nothing. Meanwhile, he wants to repeal it, which means you're going to get a $1,000 per year tax increase. And Steve Moore was on my show earlier this week. He said the average middle-class person got $200 a month, $2,000 cut per year. So that would be $4,000. If Biden repealed it, you'd have a $4,000 tax increase. So can you imagine the gall of somebody saying, somebody just gave you a $2,000 gift. It's nothing. It's a joke. It's crumbs. Don't thank them. They're miserly. It's nothing. And then you're going to go up to that same person and say, but I'm going to steal the $2,000 from you, and you think you're doing them a favor. Can you imagine how outrageous that is? That's Joe Biden. That's why Trump wants him as the candidate. All right, I've got a commentary coming out in Sunday's Las Vegas Review Journal, one of the 20 biggest papers in the United States, and it gets nationally syndicated by Creator Syndicate. I want to read it to you. And one of my great friends, Mark Skousen, is one of the top economists in America. Mark Skousen, and he's the guy that is the creator of Freedom Fest in Las Vegas every July, one of the great economic events in America and in the world. People fly in from all over the world to go to Freedom Fest, and I'm the opening speaker again this year. I think like the eighth time in the last 10 years. Thank you, Mark Skousen. He read this commentary today. I gave him a sneak preview. He called it the best thing I've ever written, ever. And I've written some good stuff. So it's entitled, I Don't Want Trump's Tax Return, I Want Harry Reid's. The week started with another liberal conspiracy. I call them WMDs, weapons of mass distraction. It's like a game of three-card Monty. Trump is about to indict a ton of Democrats, as well as FBI, DOJ officials under the direction of Democrats. Democrats need you to look the other way. So Democrats and their weasel pals at the New York Times reported on President Trump's tax returns from 30 years ago. First, a newsflash. No one cares. Trump has created a prosperous economy with plentiful jobs and higher wages, and most Americans only care about their own tax return. They don't care about Trump's. Thanks to Trump's economy and Trump's tax cuts, our own tax returns show higher income and higher take-home pay. It might only be a little bit, but you're still getting a little bit of money back. The Democrats want to take money from you. Trump gave you money. Hey, Dems, you failed again. Second, it's illegal for anyone to leak a private citizen's tax returns. Whoever did it is going to prison. Or doesn't it bother the New York Times to be a party to a federal crime? Wouldn't it be fun to see the New York Times indicted and prosecuted along with the IRS leakers? Wow, would that be a dream? Third, the Democrats really screwed up this time. Their scam has backfired. They've reminded us all to ask for tax returns. But I don't want to see President Trump's tax return. He was a billionaire before he ever got elected. What I want to see is the tax return of politicians who got filthy rich while in office. You know, like Harry Reid, our former United States Senator here in Nevada, and for all of you around the country, the former United States Senate Majority Leader and the former United States Senate Minority Leader. Trump made his money in the private sector. That's none of my business. Trump took huge tax deductions. That's none of my business. Who cares? They were all legal. If they weren't legal, how come the IRS never indicted Donald Trump? They never got him in trouble, never said a word in 30 years. Of course they were legal. But if politicians get rich while in office, that's something we should all investigate, because they're getting rich off us. How did Harry Reid retire as one of the richest senators in all of the U.S. Senate on a salary of $175,000 or less per year? Can anyone explain how anyone gets rich on $175,000 per year after taxes, after kids in college, after homes with mortgages in both Vegas and D.C.? Because I can't make that math work. I think I know the answer. I believe everyone in Congress makes that $175,000 salary, but then they legally are allowed to insider trade stock at all the information they get, and and they steer billions of dollars in government contracts and million-dollar lobbying jobs to their spouses and their children and their parents and their siblings. They make their brothers and sisters rich, they make their kids rich, and they make their spouses rich, and of course, they share the money with the spouse. So I don't care about a billionaire president's tax return. I want to see all the tax returns of Harry Reid and his sons and his wife and his entire family from the year he was elected to Congress to the day he retired. But this isn't about just Harry Reid. It's about all the politicians in D.C. Pelosi's husband and Feinstein's husband are world-class filthy rich. How did they get filthy rich? Government contracts, perhaps? Well, their wives played senator? Insider training, perhaps? Senator Clinton got huge government contracts. It's millions of dollars. Well, she was a Democratic senator. How did he get them? Why did he get them? Joe Biden's son made a fortune in business with Ukraine. How did he do that? Mitch McConnell's family has reportedly made a world-class fortune in business with China. How did they do that? See, I'm an equal opportunity troublemaker. Mitch McConnell is the Senate Majority Leader of the Republican Party. I still want to know, how did his family get rich? With China. And then there's the Clintons. They're in a league of their own. The Clinton Foundation was an offshore extortion operation that would make the Gambino crime family blush. And then there's the under-the-table money and offshore bank accounts. As I've stated so often in the pages of this column in the Las Vegas Review-Journal and newspapers all around the country, I am certain Democrats are taking bribes from the Mexican drug cartels to block Trump's wall. There's $600 billion a year at stake, $600 billion with a B, from drug trafficking and human trafficking. You can't possibly believe that liberal politicians who demand open borders and sanctuary cities and denying there's a crisis at the border aren't being bribed with billions in cash. Folks, there's no doubt we need to see IRS tax returns. It's just not President Trump's tax returns that matter. We need to study the D.C. politicians like Harry Reid, who entered public service with no wealth and left it filthy rich. Even Trump couldn't pull that one off. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. That's my commentary coming out Sunday in a newspaper near you, and it all starts at the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I don't want to see Trump's tax returns. I want to see Harry Reid's and Nancy Pelosi's and Claire McCaskill's and Chuck Schumer's and Dianne Feinstein's. I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%. More than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I had seen my kidney doctor because I only have one kidney that works. Mm-hmm. And the other one doesn't work at all. And I was pretty close to going on dialysis if it didn't improve. This last visit to my kidney doctor, my kidney it's operating at 21% now. So that's the highest that it's been in the last 8 years. This is really working well for me, and I am so grateful that I found this, that I found you guys.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
War now!
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. By the way, all my buddies in New York, all the guys I grew up with, and quite a few of them I've met since, fans of my show, and they contacted me and said, I'm a New Yorker. Every one of them is kind of working class, middle class kind of guys, and they all love Donald Trump. And they all sent me texts in the last couple days and said, who cares that Trump's tax returns show he lost billions? That's on paper. That's called a tax deduction. That's called what developers and real estate guys got. You know what we care about? If you lost billions, that's because you first had to make billions. And none of the other guys running know how to make billions. All they know how to do is live off of the taxpayer. That's what all these politicians. Biden is a parasite. Please quote me. Joe Biden is a parasite who has lived off of taxpayers for 40 years. All he's ever been is a government check guy. Without a government check, he doesn't know how to make money. Without insider trading, he doesn't know how to make money. But Donald Trump had to make billions before he could take a billion-dollar tax loss. Nobody seems to get that. And then they also made the comment, what about the fact that we voted for him because he's the comeback kid? You could say he lost billions, but he's president of the United States now. Nobody seems to mind because he knows how to come back from defeat. He is relentless. I wrote the book, The Power of Relentless. I'm writing the new book now, Trump Rules. He is relentless. That's something that you got to love about a guy. Abraham Lincoln failed and failed and failed. Then he succeeded and became president and won the Civil War and freed the slaves and changed the world. Winston Churchill failed and failed and failed. But then he won World War II, literally. He was the guy that hung in there with the Battle of Britain. And he told the people, we'll fight him on the bridges, we'll fight him on the roads, we'll fight him on the beaches, we'll fight him in the mountains, we'll fight him on the oceans. And he held the country together. So do you worry about all the losses before that? Of course not. Of course not. All right, Wayne Allyn Root on USA Radio, Newsmax TV, reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea, in the infamous war room deep inside Wayne Manor, in a land that I call Trump land. I'm your relentless Trump warrior and patriot. America first, America second, America third, America forever is what I have to say. I love America, and I am your capitalist evangelist. I love capitalism, and I'm American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old US of A. My great friend JP sent a text during the break. He said, in this age of deflection, I want to see the tax returns of anyone who demands to see Trump's. Yesterday, a liberal told me he wants to see Trump's tax returns, and I told him, I want to see your tax returns. And he said, why? And I said, well, if you want to see someone else's returns, you should be willing to show yours. He backed off and said, okay, maybe they are private. Great point, JP. I love it. I love it. By the way, the sponsor of this segment of the show is Tangible Investments. I'm always telling you why you got to buy gold. Well, China, here's an article out, not an ad or a sales pitch, an article that says from Zero Hedge, my favorite business website, ZeroHedge.com. China adds gold for the fifth straight month and demand surges during important Indian holiday. So China's central bank added gold to its reserves for the fifth month in a row in April, the latest emerging market central bank to stock up on gold. As Financial Times reports, the People's Bank of China said its gold reserves rose to 61.1 million ounces last month, an increase, so it must be 61.1 million ounces, an increase of 480,000 ounces since March, and bringing its total gold holdings to about $78.3 billion. And since it started buying gold in December after a 25-month pause, China has built up its gold holdings by almost 60 tomes, according to analysts. And it's not just China, Russia, and central banks. The report says the demand is up sharply among Indian citizens. So all the emerging markets of the world understand you gotta buy gold in case the world implodes. And if you're gonna buy it, buy from a company with golden credibility, 35 years in business, over $2 billion in transactions, and they sell discount gold, silver, and precious metals. In other words, they sell it at a discounted price. Buy it from Tangible Investments, a friend of the show, a friend of Wayne Root. I've known the CEO for 15 years. Give him a call, 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. They've done billions of dollars in transactions. They know how to protect your assets with what I call wealth insurance. Call Tangible now. The Pentagon, great news, Pentagon's going to transfer $1.5 billion from Afghanistan funding to Trump's border wall. Glory, hallelujah. God bless America. God bless Trump. Why should we spend our taxpayer money on the people of Afghanistan, a bunch of ingrates, most of whom hate Americans, many of whom love terrorism? Why would we spend it on their schools and their bridges and their walls and not America? Why did Congress approve, I believe it was $600 million for Jordan to build a wall with Turkey? How about America's wall? Stop spending money on other countries. Spend it on America. It's our money. And Trump's Attorney General Rudy Giuliani is traveling to Ukraine to go investigate Biden family corruption in Ukraine. Who told you about that first right here on this show? Wayne Allyn Root.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he's in no hurry to strike a trade deal with China after U.S. tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods go from 10 to 25%. Farmers will be among the most affected by the tariffs, and hog farmer Brian Duncan tells Fox News.
Well, I think the reality is a lot of farmers were looking at this week, today particularly, as the end of maybe a long journey towards a better trade deal.
We ain't there.
It doesn't appear so, does it? And so I think a lot of farmers have said, okay, what's next? We're out of economic runway.
Parts of Texas are still underwater after a series of floods and recent storms brought golf ball-sized hail and flooded streets to the Houston area. Here is County Judge Lena Hidalgo urging people not to underestimate the danger of floodwater.
Watch out for water on the roadways. Don't drive into water if you see it. Stay safe.
There's still a chance for some severe weather in Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right, on time and on budget. Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT, and DeWalt. Stop in now during Hitachi Days and get a 3.5-inch 21-degree framing nailer now for just $169. And stay in charge on the job longer with a 4-pack of DeWalt 20-volt max batteries, now just $179. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 5/12. See store for details, U.S. only.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, so normal people would rest in the break, right? I've been doing this for 3 hours today. Not me. I look at great stories on the internet, try to find something new to tell you when we get back. Today was Black Friday in the TV business. 15 shows were canceled. Fox News asked in the headline, were any of them your favorite? You know, look, the average guy in Hollywood has no taste at all. Average guy or girl running Hollywood, doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. You guys have no taste. They canceled 15 shows, and I've never heard any of them and never watched 1 minute of any of them. Not one of them. And all of my favorite shows got renewed. So it shows you again, I've got America's taste. You and I have America's taste. I'll bet you the shows I watch are the shows all of you watch. I've never heard of any of the shows they canceled. Life in Pieces got canceled. Happy Together got canceled. Fam got canceled. Murphy Brown got canceled. I've heard of Murphy Brown, but I've never watched it in my life. I Feel Bad that got canceled. Steve Harvey's syndicated talk show got canceled. I don't know what the hell that is. Never watched it. Speechless, The Fix, Splitting Up Together. The Kids Were All Right, For the People. I'd never heard of any of those shows and never watched them. Santa Clarita Diet and Angie Tribeca got canceled by TBS. Never heard of them. As for the shows that were renewed, here's the shows I watch. Renewed. Chicago Fire, renewed. Chicago Med, renewed. Chicago PD, renewed. Law and Order SVU, renewed. Let's see what else. SWAT, renewed. SEAL Team, renewed. FBI, renewed. Hawaii 5-0, renewed. Every one of those are shows that I watch, and then my favorite show in the world is Blue Bloods, renewed. Every show that I've ever watched is renewed. And here's one more, The Resident, renewed. Everything I watch got renewed. Everything I don't watch got failed. Because Hollywood has no clue what the average person thinks. Not a clue. All of us Trump fans are putting shows like Blue Bloods on the map. And SWAT, and Chicago Med, Chicago Fire, Chicago PD. Those are my kind of shows. SUV, Law and Order. Those are my kind of shows. I don't care about those shows they cancel. Can you imagine me, Wayne Root, watching Murphy Brown? You got to be kidding me. All right, we're going to take some calls, but I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Sam Lannis and the Lannis Tax Group. Very simple. Give them a call. If you have any tax questions, any tax problems, any IRS problems, you start with a free consultation with a real-life tax attorney. You're not talking to a salesperson or a pitch man or a hype man or a secretary or an assistant. You're talking with a real-life tax attorney, and it's a very low fee, $190 per month. Most cases concluded in 3 to 6 months. And after the consultation, you decide if you want to do it. Call 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU. It's that simple. They saved my life. Sam Lannis is the best. I give him 5 stars. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU or WeHelpYou.com or numerically 800-934-3578. All right. One other thing I want to mention, then I'll take calls. This president is reshaping the courts for a generation. Trump overhauls the U.S. appeals court at a record pace. Folks, this is why we elected him president. He's getting conservative judges put in place in all the federal courts that are going to change America and reshape America and rule in favor of business and lower taxes and less regulations for the rest of the next, I don't know, 40, 50 years. This is great news. Thank God for Donald Trump, if nothing else but the U.S. Supreme Court and the federal courts. He's switching, he's flipping the courts from liberal to conservative. The second appeals court in New York, that's Chuck Schumer's state. That's one of the worst states in America. It doesn't get any worse than New York and California. And Trump is one judge away from flipping the second appeals court to conservative, from liberal majority to conservative majority. Great job, President Trump. Well, that's happening. They had an imam doing the opening invocation of the U.S. Congress today, chosen by Nancy Pelosi, and he's a Jew hater. He's an anti-Semitic Jew hater who calls Jews Nazis. That's who Nancy Pelosi let open today's United States Congress session. Do you really believe any normal person is going to vote Democrat in this election? If Democrats win, then they cheated. There's no other way to explain it. Because there's no normal person in the world that would vote for the party of Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Maxine Waters and these crazy people that want to impeach Trump for nothing and that who allow radical Muslim nutcases who hate Jews to give the invocation to open the United States Congress. Who would allow that? Unreal. Can't even believe it's my country anymore. All right, let's take some calls. We've got Don in Las Vegas on line three. Don, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Pretty good, Wayne. How you doing? This is just a call to let you know that the FBI, they were wiretapping Trump since 2011 to 2013. They wiretapped his Trump Towers because there was a Russian oligarch who lived three floors below his office who was involved in the illicit poker tournaments. By the way, that Molly Bloom, who ran underground poker games in Hollywood, yeah. I mean, I can see why the Hollywood types don't like him because of that. But to say that the FBI did not wiretap Trump Towers is ludicrous. Because, you know...
And you're saying because they wiretapped it from 2011 to 2013 because of a poker game with a Russian oligarch, it's ludicrous to say they spied on Trump. That's what you're saying, right?
Exactly. I mean,
but what you're saying is what happened in 2011 to 13 is not what we're talking about, Don. That's not what we're talking about. They wiretapped Trump and they sent spies into his organization and they unmasked his people by listening to their calls and it's illegal to unmask and they did. And they did all that from 2015 on. So stop with the BS. You liberals live in some sort of delusional dream world. I don't really care about the poker tournament from 2011, 2013. That's not what anybody's talking about. None of us. There's so much proof today that they spied on Trump and wiretapped Trump that anyone who says otherwise is a liar, a delusional, or a communist. That's what you all are. And that's the problem with all of you. This has nothing to do with a poker tournament and a Russian oligarch. Stop the nonsense. Call in my show. I'm going to tell you what I really think. Teresa from Philadelphia, line two. Hey, Teresa. You're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hi. I agree they should... go and look at all the Congress's tax papers, too, for many years back. I think it's ridiculous what they're doing.
Right. Why? Who are they to ask for Trump's tax returns when I haven't seen their tax returns? And I've unleashed the answer here, Teresa. It's not their returns. It's their family's returns. Their moms and dads, their children, their sisters. Yes, anybody. But I'm telling you, that's how they're getting rich. They make $175 a year, and then their wife makes $10 million. They make $175 a year. Their son makes $1 billion. That's what Biden's son's making, a fortune. And the McConnell family, I go after Republicans, too. The McConnell family's made a fortune in the Chinese shipping business. It's his in-laws are making all the money. So they all make connections and do insider trading that makes them all rich for life. Dianne Feinstein's husband, filthy rich. Nancy Pelosi's husband is basically a billionaire. How do they get rich? Government contracts. How come they're worried about Trump's taxes when Trump made money in the private sector long before he ran for president? He doesn't have to make his money as president. So stop this nonsense.
They're looking for something other than something to get him one.
Yeah, they're not looking. They're a witch hunt. It is an absolute witch hunt, and they're trying to burn him down and destroy him. And by the way, they do it to people like me every day. I saw Ben Shapiro. I'm not even a fan of Ben Shapiro. Him and I don't even think alike because he has said in the past he hates Trump. He can't stand Trump. But he's still a conservative. He's a conservative who doesn't like Trump. On most issues, I'm sure we agree. I'll bet we agree on 70 to 80% of issues. But I am virulently pro-Trump. He's virulently anti-Trump. So that's a little weird right there. But I'm going to defend Ben Shapiro. He went on British TV the other day, and the guy started quoting tweets that Ben Shapiro said that seemed bad or racist or evil or whatever, most of which Ben Shapiro has already said. I'm sorry I ever said that. He cherry-picked five tweets that Ben Shapiro put out. They do that to me all the time. Liberals say Wayne Root says, and they find five things I've ever said in my life that are questionable or wild. They don't mention that I talk 15 hours a week on radio and TV, and those five things equal one sentence five times, and five of them together don't equal 5 minutes of my 15 hours a week, which is thousands of hours a year as a guest on shows, a guest on TV, a guest on radio, and my own shows, and my own columns in the newspaper. The five questionable, controversial comments I make, which are all made as entertainment, by the way, are out of thousands of tweets. They pick five. That's what they do to conservatives. That's their game plan. They don't do it to liberals. When does anybody ever say, here's a questionable tweet from Hillary Clinton? When does anyone ever say, here's one tweet from Obama that is terrible? Nobody ever goes back and finds one bad one out of thousands Obama put out. They only do it to the right, and it's disgusting, and it's out of context, and it's wrong. So that's
right,
the way they
I
go
agree.
After us. All right. Teresa, thank you for the call. Thank you, good people in Philly, good conservatives. Let's take Mike in Long Island, line one. Mike, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, Wayne, how you doing? Listen, thanks for everything you do. You ought to go to conservative talk. Listen, I got a problem here with the leadership of the Republican Party.
Yeah,
it's
tell me about
so, it is becoming so palpable in my own eyes that I see a guy like Mitch McConnell. He takes 2 weeks to support the Mueller report. Why? He gets on the floor of the Senate, case closed, takes him 2 weeks to say that. Why?
Yeah.
Why
well,
are these guys so,
well,
you know, I don't
Mike,
get it.
Mike, can I say one thing? No, and I'll let you get the floor again. At least he said it. In other words, Mitch McConnell isn't as bad as he used to be. I used to despise Mitch McConnell and think he was horrible, but at least he does defend Trump most of the time now. Even if it takes him 2 weeks and it isn't every time, he's pretty good compared to what he used to be.
Yeah,
and
but
he's raised the bar.
He's fighting a fight all alone. Nobody
yeah, I know.
Nobody's back at him. That's it's why the liberals beat us.
I know.
They work together.
But they're not beating us this time. Trump is winning all by himself with a little help from the Wayne Roots and the Rush Limbaughs and the Michael Savages and the Sean Hannitys. But mostly it's Trump by himself, and he is winning. Not every battle, because he is by himself. But for one guy against the world, he's doing a lot of winning. And he's getting us a lot of great judges. And I believe he's going to build that wall today. They officially said $1.5 billion is being switched from the Afghanistan war budget, to the wall. A new piece of the wall is being built right now with that $1.5 billion. So is it happening too slow for all of us? Yes, Mike, a little too slow, but it's happening. And Trump's got six more years. Trust me, it's a puzzle. And he's brilliant. He's eight stages ahead. We're going to win this thing. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right, on time and on budget. Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT, and DeWalt. Stop in now during Hitachi Days and get a 3.5-inch 21-degree framing nailer now for just $169. And stay in charge on the job longer with a four-pack of DeWalt 20-volt max batteries, now just $179. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 5/12. See store for details, U.S. only.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Get mom a great gift from Kohl's and get a little something for yourself. $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Give her a Philosophy Amazing Grace bath gift set, just $55, and get $10 Kohl's cash. Or a Diamond Heart pendant, only $109.99, and you'll get $20 Kohl's cash. Plus, take $10 off your $50 or more Mother's Day gift purchase. Thursday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select styles. $10 offer valid May 1st through 12th with promo code MOMSDAY10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
War now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
My award for the dumbest person in the history of politics is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She said another great one. Put her foot in her mouth again. She wants to put the government in charge of banking, and she wants the U.S. Postal Service to run it. Wait for it. The U.S. Postal Service to run it. I'm surprised she didn't ask the DMV to run it. She says, this is a tweet, we should have a not-for-profit public option for basic banking services, and we should be piloting these projects through the U.S. Postal Service. First of all, the government loses billions and trillions at whatever it does, Alexandria baby. And second of all, the U.S. Postal Service is worse than the government in general. It's a pathetic joke that does nothing but lose money. The U.S. Postal Service can't compete with UPS or Federal Express. Now, have you said, let the banks be run by FedEx or let the banks be run by UPS. I can understand that. But you want it to be run by the U.S. Postal Service, the money-losing organization. That I don't think U.S. Postal Service has made money in like 50 years. They're like Amtrak. Every letter they lose money on. The Amtrak, every butt that sits in the train seats, they lose money on. This is government. Government's pathetic. Government's horrible. God, these people are so ignorant. It's unbelievable. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, you couldn't spell cat if I spotted you the C and the A and gave you a running head start. Hashtag moron. Hashtag pea-sized brain. Hashtag lobotomy victim. All right. My doctor suggested the sponsor of this segment. Yeah, my board op says hashtag garbage disposal. She was on video the other day. She didn't know how to work a garbage disposal. She'd never seen one in her life and wanted to know if it was environmentally correct or not. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I've got something exciting to share with you. A new advertiser, My Doctor Suggests. They've been on my radio show for a year. They saved my voice. I took thousands of hours a year on the air, live, and I've never missed 1 minute because they're silver lozenges. Silver is fantastic. It destroys yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses. Now they've got a liquid that you drink, and now they've got a silver gel that you put on your skin. And this stuff never fails you, man. It's amazing. So give them a call. I get lots of emails from all my listeners and now from my viewers who say they try their stuff and they love it. You can't buy it in stores. You got to call them. My Doctor Suggests, 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, mydoctorsuggests.com/root. Whether you call or you go online, tell them the promo code ROOT, and you get 20% off. MyDoctorSuggests.com/ROOT, promo code ROOT, and you get 20% off. Let's take some calls. Who's been waiting the longest? Al in Virginia on line 4. Al, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, Wayne. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call. I'm still laughing about the Ocasio-Cortez thing. That's so funny.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
I want to give her props. You know, I want to say thank you, and here's why. Because people like that on the Democratic side, the idiocy and the moronic things they say are going to make it so easy for the president to win in 2020. I just
yes.
want to say that.
Other than massive voter fraud.
But, you know, you look at the whole thing. Democrats are found out. Okay, we know now. We know that they run on idiocy, stupidity, things that we don't care about. I'm an everyday guy. I make a little over six figures. I live in a conservative area. And if you ask any person, who are you going to vote for? They're going for Trump because you know what? They worry about how are they going to make their car payment? How are they going to pay the light bill? How are they going to pay the mortgage? Flying trains and cows disappearing, all this stuff is not going to help them. So the 120-something million voters are looking at the thing and they're saying, gee, do I want to vote for a guy that has the economy cranking, is putting more money in my paycheck every week, which he is, by the way.
Yes.
Or do I want to vote for Creepy Joe or any one of the 20-something candidates that run on stupidity, you know, things that just don't matter to the everyday average American.
Well, look, first of all, you're great. Everything you're saying is great. I wish it was as simple as you're making it. Do I think Trump's going to win big? Yeah, I think he's going to win an electoral landslide, but I think the popular vote will be very close. I think he'll probably inch a victory this time. But for every person you speak to in your nice conservative community that goes to church on a Sunday that makes like you do six figures, there's 10 people in inner cities who are on welfare their entire lives, 12 generations, and they just pull the lever for Democrats every year no matter what. So we are getting vote for vote. Our votes are getting nullified by ignorant people, who lazy people, who wants government to take care of them for the rest of their lives. So it's not quite as simple as every person likes Trump, but every person who pays into the system likes Trump. That is pretty much turning out to be true. There just aren't enough people who pay into the system nowadays, right?
Right, absolutely. I agree with you 100% on that. I'm wondering if those people that sit on the couch and collect welfare, do they actually go to the booth and pull the lever? That's the question.
Well, that's the reason we lost the popular vote. Of course they do. And so do illegal aliens. Why do you think Trump lost the nation by 2 million, but lost California by 6 million? Can you imagine he would have won the country by 4 million if we could just make California break off, float into the ocean towards China or Japan and get rid of them all, right? If you could just destroy California. That's a joke, folks. Don't let any liberals say Wayne Root said, I want the big one to destroy California, and I want everybody to die, because I don't. But if you could just make California its own country, you don't have to kill anybody. Make it its own country. Let them all live a wonderful long life. As liberals from the great country, the People's Communist Republic of California, Trump would have won the country by 4 million. 4 million without California. Where do you think those 6 million vote loss came from? Illegals, illegals, illegals. They're voting all up and down California, outvoting you and me and nullifying our votes. Have a great weekend. God bless all the cops out there. Be safe. See you Monday. Bye-bye.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.